6. The Stationary Sons of the Trinity. All law takes origin in the first source and center. He is law. The administration of spiritual law inheres in the second source and center. The revelation of law, the promulgation and interpretation of the divine statutes, is the function of the third source and center. The application of law, justice, falls within the province of the Paradise Trinity and is carried out by certain sons of the Trinity. Justice is inherent in the universal sovereignty of the Paradise Trinity, but goodness, mercy, and truth are the universe ministry of the divine personalities whose deity union constitutes the Trinity. Justice is not the attitude of the Father, the Son, or the Spirit. Justice is the Trinity attitude of these personalities of love, mercy, and ministry. No one of the Paradise deities fosters the administration of justice. Justice is never a personal attitude. It is always a plural function. Evidence, the basis of fairness, justice in harmony with mercy, is supplied by the personalities of the third source and center, the conjoint representative of the Father and the Son, to all realms and to the minds of the intelligent beings of all creation. Judgment, the final application of justice in accordance with the evidence submitted by the personalities of the Infinite Spirit, is the work of the stationary sons of the Trinity, beings partaking of the Trinity nature of the united Father, Son, and Spirit. This group of Trinity sons embraces the following personalities. 1. Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. 2. Eternals of Days. 3. Ancients of Days. 4. Perfections of Days. 5. Recents of Days. 6. Unions of Days. 7. Faithfuls of Days. 8. Perfectors of Wisdom. 9. Divine Counselors. 10. Universal Censors. We are the children of the three Paradise deities functioning as the Trinity, for I chance to belong to the 10th order of this group, the Universal Censors. These orders are not representative of the attitude of the Trinity in a universal sense. They represent this collective attitude of deity only in the domains of executive judgment, justice. They were specifically designed by the Trinity for the precise work to which they are assigned, and they represent the Trinity only in those functions for which they were personalized. The Ancients of Days and their Trinity origin associates mete out the just judgment of supreme fairness to the seven superuniverses. In the central universe, such functions exist in theory only. There, fairness is self-evident in perfection, and to bona perfection precludes all possibility of disharmony. Justice is the collective thought of righteousness. Mercy is its personal expression. Mercy is the attitude of love. Precision characterizes the operation of law. Divine judgment is the soul of fairness, ever conforming to the justice of the Trinity, ever fulfilling the divine love of God. When fully perceived and completely understood, the righteous justice of the Trinity and the merciful love of the Universal Father are coincident. But man has no such full understanding of divine justice. Thus, in the Trinity, as man would view it, the personalities of Father, Son, and Spirit are adjusted to coordinate ministry of love and law in the experiential universes of time.